Real Ghost Stories Online.
Children encountering ghosts is something that is quite common. Sometimes the intuition of a child when it comes to ghosts can be very, very interesting. Sometimes it seems that they may know even more than just that the ghost is there, but maybe their intentions or of an upcoming visit that no one would have knowledge of. But for some reason, that child just knows what is going to happen. In our next story, we hear about a loved one that comes back for a final visit to see his grandson after his passing. The grandson is aware that the grandfather has passed, but has not fully processed this information. We call it denial, but I think it's something more than that. I think it's something of a connection that is there, that only exists between those two individuals, a connection that goes beyond just the living. Take a listen. I was a little kid, and before I moved to Canada, I lived in Israel. I went to a school right next to my grandparents' home, which was very convenient. When I finished school, I'd walk out and my granddad would be sitting on a chair waiting for me every day. One day when I was 7, my grandmother came to pick me up. She had a sad look on her face. She hugged me and started speaking. Today, I know that she told me that granddad died. But at the time, for some reason, she was spilling the nest to me. It sounded inaudible. I tried to listen and understand, but she kept speaking as gibberish, like there was some other noise just overlapping what she was trying to tell me through her overwhelming sadness. I walked home holding her hand and looked at the chair. I smiled, knowing Granddad would pick me up tomorrow. Strange thing to think, considering what I had just heard. Next day came and I went to school. My grandma said, "Be a brave boy. And walk home alone." It wasn't a long walk. She trusted that I'd be safe. And if anything happens, her friends live in the same area and they see me all the time. School was done and I walked to the chair. My granddad is there. For some reason, he's not in a talking mood, so he takes me home. I wave hi to my grandma's friends. They have this weird, sad look on their face. I was holding my granddad's hand, so I had my arm fully extended into the air as if someone was holding it. And to me, he was there. He was holding it. It must have been the reason for their looks. I walked home and helped myself to some food while granddad turns on the TV and starts watching. I walk up to him like usual, asking him if he needs anything. He looked at me and pointed to the fridge. I looked at him weird and asked what he wanted. He gestured me that he needed a drink of water, so I went to get his favorite bottle of water and gave it to him. I picked a kind of cartoon on television and played pretend while he watched and smiled. About half an hour later, he stopped the show, bent down to give me a hug, and kissed my forehead. I was in such shock that he had never done that to me. Most of the time, he was treating me like a little man and taught me to always stand up for myself. Hugs and kisses were reserved for birthdays. Just as he finished kissing my forehead, he put his giant hand on my shoulder and patted them and said that he had to go. Just as he did that, my grandma came in and I was excited to tell her what he did. I ran up to her to tell her the news, but when I looked back, my granddad was gone. Only his favorite water bottle was there on the ground. And at that moment in time, I fully understood the news that my grandma was trying to get out to me the day before.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Want a commercial-free experience of the show with access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories? Sign up at Apple Podcasts right now and try it for 3 days free. Ghostpodcast.com or Patreon.com/Real Ghost Stories.